Deep layer shear is usually measured by the 0 to 6 kilometer bulk shear vector, or as effective bulk shear. We'll talk about how effective is evaluated in just a few slides. Deep layer shear separates the updraft and downdraft, keeping the downdraft from overlapping the updraft and killing off storm inflow. It also enhances the updraft through the development of vertical pressure gradients and is a primary driver in mesocyclone formation. Basically, from a severe weather standpoint, deep layer shear is the on-off switch for supercell potential. 30 to 35 knots of deep layer shear is a good approximate threshold for when that switch will get tripped. Below it, supercells will be much less likely. Above that value, and you might have the shear necessary for increased storm organization and supercell development.